Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter of Matthew, verses 21 through 22, Jesus says this: "You've heard it said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, that if you're angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you'll be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you'll be liable to the hell of fire." Now, having addressed the concerns of the religious leaders who were listening to him, Jesus began to articulate his own understanding of the law and the spirit which undergirds all of God's commands. Jesus' instructions to his followers, if you read them, you realize clearly raises the bar of expectations on what thoughtful and faithful living entail. Jesus was aware that killing and violence takes many different forms. I mean, while there was a well-defined prohibition against taking a life, there were other forms of assault that were equally harmful in Jesus' understanding. It's not acceptable to kill someone, nor, according to Jesus, is it acceptable to assassinate someone's character. It's wrong to physically harm someone, and according to Jesus, it's also wrong to harm someone emotionally or psychologically. It's not only against God's will to tear someone limb from limb, it's also against God's desires to tear someone asunder with harmful words spoken, whether it be to their face or behind their back. For Jesus, violence is violence, no matter the form it takes. Physical, emotional, verbal abuse is equally punishable and displeasing to God. So, this understanding of faithful living was just much more expansive than Jewish laws of Jesus' day required. Jesus was aware, as I said, that doing damage to another went far beyond what can be physically seen and felt. Harm comes in so many different forms, and people committed to love, people committed to kindness and peace between others, people like that, people like us, hopefully, need to understand and adhere to practices of living that build up instead of break down. For anyone who thought Jesus might be willing to bend or break rules and regulations, his own commands reflect how high his expectations were for his own followers, for us. The crime to be avoided in this passage isn't just murder. It's the anger and rage that can lead to lethal assault of all kinds. To follow Jesus means to live with very high expectations. Jesus truly raised the bar on religious rules. So the question I'd like you to wrestle with is this: how can your anger be as egregious as murder? Think about it, consider it, meditate it over the day. And then as far as a practice, think about someone that you're angry with right now or agitated with, someone with whom you might even speak ill. Choose to be kind and generous of spirit to that person. And then do this: find an occasion to offer praise for that person in the company of others. Let's pray. Lord, we may not do physical harm to anyone, but our words, our anger, our aggressive tendencies can be punishing in their own way. Sticks and stones do damage, of course, but words hurt too. And sometimes emotional pain, Lord God, lasts longer than that which afflicts the body. Lord, help us to ease up when we feel angry. Help us to hold our tongue when we're tempted to offer biting critique. Help us to be generous when we begin to get aggressive or hostile. Help us, Lord God, to be more like you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.